17 is Jesus praying for his disciples and for us. So this is the last chapter of doctrinal truths, if you will, and has heaps, so it's going to be a fun chapter. Did anybody notice anything different in the room? Nobody notice anything different? What's that? Okay. Anybody notice anything else different? Howard, there's a new verse behind me. He rose from the dead, getting ready for Easter. Amen. So John 16, we'll look at the first six verses together as Jesus introducing us to yet another great truth. These things have I spoken unto you that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? Because I've said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. So that you should not be offended is our title tonight. Lord, I pray you'd use your word now to teach and grow us. Thank you for the privilege to be here and open it together. Lord, teach us. And Lord, guide us in your truth. May Jesus be magnified, in whose name we pray this. Amen. So Jesus was warning them that they would be tempted to get offended because they were going to face, as he says here, persecution. And as Christians, God doesn't want us to get offended. And yet, how much damage is done to churches because people get offended and they don't make it right. Jesus says in chapter 16, 33, look down at the end of the chapter. He says, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He said, the world's going to give you tribulation, but you should be able to have peace because I give you my peace. God doesn't want us to be offended. There's a great verse, Psalm 119, 165. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So our offendometer is inversely related to how much time we spend in the Word. God says if we are in love with God's Word, we won't get offended. And Jesus says, I don't want you guys to get offended. You're gonna face a lot. And they did. But he said, there's no reason to get offended because you're in the middle of the will of God. So verse 2, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, then that time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Wow. We immediately think of the Apostle Paul. He was killing Christians and thought he was serving God, didn't he? He thought he was doing it for God. And yet, now we today find people willing to kill innocents and believe they're doing it for God. So things haven't changed much, have they? But he says, verse 3, and these things will they do unto you. Why? Because they've not known the Father nor me. He says, the world, we've already seen in chapter 15, he said, the world's going to hate you. He says, and that's why they're going to treat you this way. That's why you're going to face all of these attacks and persecutions, because they don't know the Father or Jesus Christ. Because they don't know God. And you know, this is one topic that the Bible has a lot to say about. The fact that we as God's children will face a lot of persecution, a lot of attacks, because of who we represent, the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's look at quickly at some scriptures on this and just see where the Lord explains that this is going to come. So go to Matthew 5:11, and we'll just 5:11 and 12. We'll just quickly look at some scriptures, and I just want you to see this common theme of what Jesus told us to expect. These attacks. So notice Matthew 5:11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So Jesus says here that people will revile us, they'll persecute us, and they'll say evil against us falsely. Now go to Matthew 5:44. We'll see it again. He says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. So here he says that people will even curse us because of Jesus Christ. And they will hate us. And they will despitefully use us. Now go to Luke chapter 6, verse 22. We'll see it again. Luke chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. Jesus says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. These are the things Jesus told us to expect. Revile, persecution, cursing, hating, despitefully using us, separating from us, reproaching us, casting out our name as evil. It's quite a list, isn't it? And of course, we just read in John 16:33, he said, in the world you shall have tribulation. We're going to have tribulations in the world. 2 Timothy 3:12, turn there if you would. A beautiful promise of Scripture. The Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. If you never get persecuted for your faith, are you living a godly life? Well, Jesus said, if you live godly, you will suffer persecution. That's a promise. If you stand for Christ and do right, you will be persecuted for it. And then Peter had a lot to say about it. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. And Peter, of course, experienced it himself. We see a lot of it in the book of Acts. But 1 Peter 3:14, but, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. So notice he uses the word terror there. And then go to 1 Peter 4:14. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. And then 1 Peter 4:16, just two verses down, 1 Peter 4:16. If any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Do you see a common theme here? That because we represent the Lord Jesus Christ and we love him, the world will persecute and attack us. And Jesus here is saying to his disciples, don't be offended when it happens. It's going to happen. You will be persecuted. Some of you will even be killed for your faith. And they were. And read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read about the tens of thousands of Christians over the centuries killed just for being a Christian. Not because they did anything that deserved to be killed, but because they loved the Lord. And so Jesus here prophesying and predicting that this is what's coming, that Christians will be attacked. And so down back to our passage, John 16, verse 4, he says, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. He said, I'm telling you now, this is what's going to happen. And so when it does happen, you can think, oh yeah, Jesus warned us that this was going to happen. And then we get to the book of Acts, and sure enough, the disciples get attacked and persecuted. And then they immediately think back to that time in the upper room when Jesus said, this is going to happen. And so their response was always one of rejoicing, one of trusting God. The Bible says in one passage here in Acts chapter 5, it says, they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Imagine that. Rejoicing that they could suffer shame. But didn't Jesus tell them to respond that way? And so he says, I'm telling you this because I don't want you to get offended when it happens, because the devil will use it in some people's lives to shut them down. They'll try to live for Jesus. They'll get persecuted and attacked for it. And then they'll say, well, that's it. I'm not going to live for Christ anymore. I'm not going to stand for Jesus. I'm not going to witness for Jesus anymore. And the devil wins. Jesus said, no, don't get offended. It's going to happen. It's a promise. You will get attacked. You will get persecuted for your faith. Verse 6, he says, but because I've said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. First of all, that they would suffer persecution, but second of all, that he was about to leave them. And of course, that didn't happen long after that Jesus was crucified for their sins. So remember, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12. It's a promise of the Lord all the way through the New Testament that God's people will suffer persecution. Jesus then pointed back to the Old Testament prophets and said, look what they did to them. Most of them were killed. For what? Speaking the word of God. Telling people the truth. And so things have not changed. And like we saw there in the previous chapter, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you, then they will. And the more we stand for Jesus, the more they will hate us. You know, we can try to hide our Christianity, but that's wrong. Jesus said we're to be light of the world, right? We're to be the salt of the earth. We're not supposed to hide our Christianity. We're supposed to declare it. We're supposed to tell people. Jesus has saved me, and he can save you too. We're to tell others. And when we do, some will attack us and persecute us. And our response is to not get offended. That's the key. Don't get offended. When the attacks come, don't get offended. Expect them. They're coming. They'll revile us. They'll persecute us. They'll curse us. They'll hate us. They'll separate from us. They'll reproach us. They'll cast out our name. And all of these things are going to happen. Don't get offended. That's what Jesus encouraged his disciples, exhorted them. Don't get offended, but instead, as we saw in these older scriptures, rejoice. Trust the Lord. And know that we were allowed of the God to just have a small glimpse, a small taste of what Jesus went through for us. And know that God is watching over us, God makes no mistakes, and that God will even, as we saw in some of the scriptures, reward us for responding properly when the attacks come. So he says, these things that I've spoken to you, that you should not be offended. It's not scriptural to get offended. Amen? Let's pray. Thank